The Georgia Board of Regents adopted a policy in 2010 requiring the state's public colleges to verify the, quote, lawful presence of admitted students. 2 years later, President Obama enacted the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. The program provides temporary deportation relief for undocumented residents who were brought to the U.S. as children. The students involved in the lawsuit are DACA recipients. Their attorney, Charles Cook, argued that means they have a lawful presence, at least for now.
What we're asking the court to find on this is, while they have deferred action, they're lawfully present. If that ends tomorrow or it ends in 2016, then they won't be lawfully present anymore, and their right to in-state tuition goes away.
But State Attorney Russell Willard argued that even President Obama's former Homeland Security chief said DACA doesn't provide legal status.
Janet Napolitano, in the memo that created the DACA program, expressly said, all we're saying is we're not going to deport you during the period that you have DACA. It confers no legal status, no rights. You are just here by a state of prosecutorial grace.
Cook pointed out that the students were able to legally obtain driver's licenses and Social Security cards as a result of DACA. Afterwards, outside the courthouse, plaintiff and high school senior Daniela Martinez seemed optimistic.
Hopefully, let's hope we get in-state tuition and I can continue my studies because I want to be a teacher, early childhood education, and if that happens, it's going to be everything.
Judge John Goger, who presided over the hearing, didn't indicate when he'll hand down a decision. Martha Dalton, WABE News.